Hachette Audio presents A Fierce Glory, Antietam, The Desperate Battle That Saved Lincoln and Doomed Slavery. Written by Justin Martin. Read by James Edward Thomas. To my country, fiery, fractious, transcendent. Author's note. John Meade Gould spent a single day at Antietam. The battle consumed him for the rest of his life. On September 17, 1862, Gould fought on the Union side as a lieutenant with the 10th Maine. Pandemonium reigned in the close confines of the Western Maryland Valley, where the battle took place. So many soldiers fired so many weapons with such urgency that the field was soon shrouded in smoke. The air swam thick with projectiles. The sheer volume of noise was overwhelming. Cannon rumbled. Bullets zinged. There were shrieks of falling men, the whinnies of falling horses. In a matter of minutes, a quarter of Gould's regiment, 71 of 277 men, went down, wounded, or killed. General Joseph Mansfield stumbled past, his coat flapping open to reveal a crimson bloom spreading across his abdomen. Gould helped him from the field. The general soon slipped out of this world. As Gould would recall, how mighty easy it was to get killed or wounded that day. He felt fortunate to escape such a fate. Antietam would forever hold the distinction as his most intense, most terrifying battle, even though he would fight in many others and would remain in the Army until the end of the Civil War. Afterward, Gould went back to his hometown of Portland, Maine. Before enlisting, he'd worked as a bank teller. He returned to his old job and remained for the rest of his working life, receiving a single promotion to cashier. Along the way, Gould got married and raised three children. He taught in Sunday school, amassed a collection of buttons. Antietam never strayed far from his thoughts. He wrote letters to his fellow Union soldiers, seeking to plumb their memories, hoping to resolve lingering mysteries. What enemy regiments had fired on his Maine boys on that fateful day? What?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?